Thursday night, Chodesh Alvados, we're in Perek Sheni.
Okay, we're in Perek Sheni. I feel bad for the people who didn't show up tonight. It's very, 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 very important stuff we're learning. We're in Perek Sheni, the second Ofan. He's talking about why there is Ha'ara Toranis, why the Torah made rules, why didn't you just leave it up to the Seichel, or a sichlis, to figure out that out of a sense of gratitude to Hashem, we'll serve Hashem, and we'll figure out what our seichel, like Avraham Avinu did. Avraham Avinu did even more. He figured out that the mitzvahs are the perfect expression. But even if we did less than that, so we'll figure out, we acknowledge Hashem, we thank Hashem, we're aware of existence, Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem. That's the bottom line anyway of all the mitzvahs. That's for sure. The bottom line is that. So he gave his first reason that there's two opposing forces in the human being, and the physical urges and instincts and taivis and wants and desires have a fantastic head start. They have like at least a 12-year head start, probably more like a 20-30-year head start, and it's not a level playing field. Plain and partial. So that was the first reason. So the Torah gave the Torah and said, listen, even if you don't understand it, even if you're not inspired by it, but at least it levels the playing field. It from a young age, from the age of chinuch, we're already training our children to control themselves, to not just do things because they want to do it, not to follow their urges. So those are the two opposing teams. So that's the first reason. The Ofan Hasheni, the last few lines, 8-9 lines of page Peivav. The Ofan Hasheni, the other way that the Seichel is at a disadvantage over the from the Guf, at a disadvantage. Ki HaSeichel Etzem Odin. The Seichel is a very intangible thing. Ruchni, it's a ruchniistic thing. Chotzav min olam elyon ruchni, it's a chelek alo kamimal, however you want to understand it, but it's a double ruchni. Varehu zor ba'olam agufos hagasim. If we continue with our analogy of teams, so in the first thing he said that they had the playing field to themselves for 20-30 years. Now he's saying the goof also has the home team advantage. Everything in this world is, the goof feels at home in it. We live in a physical world. So everything you see and everything that happens in the whole world is physical. So it gives support and kayach, moral support, emotional support, practical support. Everything is very chumriistic. It's like the home team, not much the home team advantage. And the seichel is zor. The Seichel is like a stranger in the world of materialism, of material things. They're very real and physical and tangible, whether it's laziness or physical tithes, I mean, or people's instincts. Everything is very physical, and his body is physical, and everything around him is physical. So it's based and rooted in this world. It comes from and it grows and its roots are in this world and its foundation is in this world. The food that we eat fuels, it's physical. The food fuels the body. They're all physical things. Also, when we eat, when we sleep, right, we're giving pleasure and we're being mechazik agufim. We're making our guf feel good. So the guf's at home in this world, and everything around it is supporting the guf, and it feels at home. Ba seichel, it's lonely, like fighting a losing battle, like. It's fighting the goof. The goof has 20 allies, 30 allies, 40 allies, and the seichel is like a lonely, you know, a lonely figure with nothing. It's a stranger, he says. It's out of its element. In the Olam HaElyon, then the Seichel is in its element. But in this world, the Seichel is like, has no pshat. The Seichel in Ayesa Zor, it doesn't connect to this world. Ain't dover hamahaber chomolo. So, you know, Bishlomo, when you eat food, so your goof gets stronger. Your body is stronger. Well, what strengthens the Seichel? There's nothing to strengthen the Seichel. Everything's against the Seichel. Everything that is happening in this world is drawing the body for pleasure, for instinct, for fulfilling its wishes and desires. So Hashem had to think of a secret weapon to be machlish the guf, to slow down the guf, to curb the guf's appetite. Like the seichel can't do it. It's too cerebral. It's too ruchniyistik. Don't eat what you want. Don't do what you want. Self gratification is a very, very, very powerful urge. So Hashem thought of the Torah. That's why Hashem gave Ora Toranis. So it gives. You have to listen. You have to be obedient. You have to listen. So that's machlish the guf, because it says you want women. Okay, there's some women you can be with. There's some women you can't be with. A woman's a neither. You can't be with her. It's teach yourself control. It curbs the appetite, and it teaches self control. Without self control, so the person is busy, and you know everything is just urging the person on to fulfill and satiate one's desires. So the Torah gave the Torah. You know, sometimes you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat possible cholov. I mean, you go into the kitchen, you have to start thinking. Milchix, fleishix, is it kosher? What hechsher is it? It weakens the body. It weakens the body's tithes, because it teaches self-control. Very, very interesting point. That's the second reason for Ha'orah Toronis. Because the Hashem is weakening the Koach HaTaiv in a person. Or else it's not a fair match. For Hoskat L'Dover, it was necessary to have something. Sheyitchebo, his Gabras HaTaiv Ha'olah. B'Shem Achaz Konegdo, it needs a little help. The Seichel needs a little help. L'chei Nasus HaTorah Refuah L'machlos Ka'elu Mecholei HaNefoshos. He calls it a choli anefesh, person who has taivas, who has desires, who has lusts. He just wants to do what he wants to do. That's a choli, umadve hamidos, a poverty of midos. And therefore, levigach titzu shatora mazira harbe min amacholim. This you could eat, this you can't eat. You can't eat everything you want. Some things are not kosher. You can't eat possible cholov. Treifa you can't eat. Birds, fish. Everything, bugs, you can't just eat what you want. So it's machlish koach hataiv, about malbushim, you can't just wear whatever clothing you want. You can't wear shatnez, you have to dress mitznius, nishmar can be called over raw. The habios, certainly that's limited in the Torah. The hakinyonim, that means the Torah teaches self control and monetary inyonim. You can't charge whatever you want, you can't lend money beribis. You can't cheat someone else. You have to be very, very fair in marketing practices. So this is all curbing our tivus. That's what the Torah, the thing. You can't just leave it up to the Seichel. The Seichel is lost. So the Torah, you have to follow the rules. You have to follow the rules. You're machlish the person's tivus. V'chei mitzave b'meshe misyaseh negdim edvar ma'negdim lo. Because not only does it limit what you're allowed to do physically, but it tells you to do things which are mamish in opposition to the guf. Behema tfila, that's an unbelievable choice for this list. Mamish. Tfila? What's wrong with tfila? Tfila, you're standing in front of Hashem, and you're saying you can't manage. It's all up to Hashem. that's a very big blow to the guf. The guf feels it can handle things. And the greatest blow to the guf is to stand and say, I can't manage. Hashem, I need you. The hatzom, in other words, the Torah gives things which negate the tivus by limiting. That was the first list. And now he's saying things on the other side that empower koach haseichel. It gives koach to the things that are opposing the tivus haguf. That stokos giving stoka, this is all things that encourage you to pump up the seichel. We're pumping up the seichel. It started off the race behind, and now we're pumping it up. So why is he throwing in all of these psukim about or? Because he said before, if you remember the first paragraph, that the taiva of a person, tocha enov, it blinds him, it covers up his eyes, it plasters his eyes in his imagery. That he can't see, he can't think, he can't see, he can't judge things. So that's why when he was doing the flip side, he's saying, you will be able to see, you will be able to discern, and you'll understand what's good and what you can deal with, and what's bad and what you should stay away from. Now, the Torah teaches you, practices with you, to use the seichel by limiting anything that the guf does is limited by the Torah. There's a kavanah there to break down the guf's sovereignty, break it down to be machlish the guf. Okay. Thank you.